The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward.
She wants to be here, but she doesn't want to be here and just to hang around behind grandma and all the rest of those things. Good morning.
Good morning. Can I come sit next to you? Would that be okay?
Okay. All right. We're not going to do that. Okay.
All right.
So, did you have a good Christmas? Did you have fun? Did you get any presents? Just a couple of them or lots? Lots of presents. And did you have fun opening them? Have you had fun playing with them and wearing the new clothes?
I'm sure you got socks, right? Everybody should get socks for, right?
All right. But there's one gift, one truly amazing gift that you got at Christmas, that I got at Christmas, that we all got at Christmas, and none of us had to open the package. Whose birthday is Christmas? Do you remember?
Jesus.
Right.
Okay.
And Jesus gives to all of us a gift. And that gift is grace.
Now, I know sometimes that's a name, but grace.
Jesus gives us grace, and you know what grace is? Grace is love that we don't deserve. So Jesus came. He came as a child, and he came to you, and he came to me, and he says, I love you this much. And he gave you that love.
You don't deserve it. You haven't been that good.
But you know what? He gave it to you. I don't deserve it. I haven't been good either. But Jesus gave it. Jesus has given it to all of us. Love undeserved. Because that's who Jesus is. He's our brother. He's our friend. He's our savior. He's our redeemer. And he's the one who gave you grace. That's cool.
All right.
Yes, it was. Okay. So let's you and me. Let's just say some prayers. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming to be with us as a child. But Lord, we thank you for your gift of grace. Though we don't deserve it, we thank you for it and help us to share it with all we can. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen.